Ford, who is our second fastest qualifier. Kurt, you were on the pole last week, just shy this week. Why don't you take us through that run out there?
Yeah, that was super close. Man, the guys really found the right adjustments, and the way that you have to hit it just right at Bristol, because the lap times are below 15 seconds. Any little miss, you know that you're not going to get the pole, because there's no time to gain it back. Real similar to like drag racing. It's a quarter mile long, and anytime you have one little slip, you don't have time to gain it back. Except here, it's just 2/4 miles. It's a half mile. So slipped up just a little bit in turn one, and that was all that Kyle needed to get by us. So really happy with the effort for our Haas Automation Monster Energy Ford to back up last week's pole and almost get it again today. Billy, my crew chief, Billy Scott, lead engineer Will, everybody's doing a really good job of just reading the track and understanding how to start off the weekend on the right foot.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Kurt. Please raise your hand. We'll start up front with Lee.
Is it any consolation at least knowing that you have speed?
It's a tightrope to walk because of the VHT or the PJ1 that's sprayed down. If you're off of it, it feels like the whole setup is incomplete. And then when you hit it just right and you're driving through the corner and then you come up to corner exit and you jump off of the VHT, the PJ1, it you don't know if it's going to jump sideways or not. So the groove is old school Bristol. They were shooting for that. They found it, but it's a razor blade line. I mean, there is no forgiveness right now between that perfect lap and being off.
Is it similar to cushion in dirt racing?
I don't have a lot of dirt experience, but this is like a slot car. If you hit it right, you're in that slot and you're fast. If you slide just too much and you're back on the old concrete, then it's really slow. So it can definitely equate to pushing a cushion at a dirt track.
We'll go over to the right to Kenny.
Kenny Bruce, KennyBruce.net. Kurt, is it aggravating at all sitting out there waiting on pit road, knowing that the clock's ticking down and nobody's going out? And along those lines, what possible difference could it make going 2 minutes earlier or 3 minutes earlier than what you actually do?
It's a game that everybody plays, and it's not frustrating. You have to play it and master it. And the guy that's on the pole was the car following me today by 0.002 seconds. He was the fifth car in that round to take time. We were the fourth. And you want the other cars to go to heat up that VHT just that little bit for you. Similar to drag racing, if you're the first car to go in that round, usually that's the most unpredictable pairing. The next group goes, track gets a little better. Third group goes, that's when you have the most consistency in the track, and that's the game you have to play when Bristol Motor Speedway preps their oval like a drag strip.
We're going to stay over here to the right with Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. This week was the announcement of the All-Star format and the package, restrictor plate, aero package, something unique there. What's thoughts, questions, and just kind of how NASCAR's looking at that? Is that something to be conceivable for other tracks down the road?
Yeah, that package, its debut was Indianapolis with the Xfinity Series, and I thought we'd have it sooner in the Cup Series. Just because, like Jimmy Johnson said, there's nothing to lose with that package at the All-Star race. We don't want to upset a points race, but we need to give it a fair shake, and usually test sessions, when it's an open track day for Goodyear or for the manufacturers, you just don't get a real read until you put something on the line. So for $1 million, I guarantee everybody will be giving it their best effort, and that's the best way to evaluate a potential aerodynamic package along with the restrictor plate. It's going to change numerous things, way too many to mention, but I think it'll be exciting for the All-Star race. The crowd will have now at Charlotte Motor Speedway three distinct different tickets that they're going to buy this year. The All-Star race will have this package. The 600 is, one of the premier events of our circuit. And then they'll have the Roval, the road course, when we go back there in October. Charlotte Motor Speedway is always on that cutting edge of pushing our sport and trying to carry it to new levels. And I think this will help.
We'll come back over here to the left to Jerry and then go to Jacob.
I'm Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net and PRN. Three of the... three of four races coming up with Bristol this weekend and Richmond next weekend, short tracks. Can you address the action on the short tracks and what you can expect not only here but primarily next weekend going into Richmond? Have we lost some of the attitude on the track between the drivers?
The attitude is still there. The stakes are just as high. I think that, you know, the beginning of the season, and you racing at the short tracks that are part of the playoffs later on, there's a different mindset. A track like Bristol is here early in the season, and it's not in our playoffs later on in the year. So this is the best atmosphere for racing hard, rubbing fenders, and getting after it. And so Martinsville, though, it's part of the playoffs. Richmond will now be part of the playoffs. And so we'll have to see how it plays out. In all honesty, if I had a soapbox to stand on for a moment and the way that our short track racing has fallen off of like the payback mode or that revenge mode, it's because the fenders are so close. The fenders are so close to the tires that if we take one little tire rub, one little fender rub onto the tire, we have to pit because it's going to blow out the tire. We need to get the fender wells opened up and have them bigger. The shorter the track, the bigger the openings need to be. That will allow us to race and rub harder and not pay such a consequence with a flat tire.
We're going to go to the far right to Jacob, and then we'll come to Bob.
Jacob Seelman with Speed Sport. Kurt, we've seen the rivalry between you and your brother. It's been friendly, sometimes not so friendly. On a day like today, when you guys are trading barbs and trading laps, going back and forth as to who's faster, is that fun to be able to have you two battling like it was in the old days?
Yeah, and it's better now with age. Like wine, it tastes better a little bit later on, and you have to let it settle. And I can now walk up to him and say, yeah, I let you have it, and he'll giggle. He'll actually laugh. And yet I knew that I didn't quite hit a perfect lap. And if I'm going to get beat by somebody when I don't hit a perfect lap, I'd rather it be my little brother. And yet at the same time, it stings because I'd rather have the 41 first and the 18 second.
We'll come up front to Bob.
Bob Packer, ESPN, also along those lines. And do you look forward to starting a race next to your brother?
You know, last week when he was able to, snooker the second stage win away from us because I got caught behind a lap car. I was just hoping to time that lap car better, and there it was. You make that little bit of a mistake, and there's somebody to jump on it. And if it's Kyle, it stings because he's your little brother, or he's my little brother, but yet he's a champion. He knows when there's speed to be gained on the track every moment. And so to start alongside of him is great. But it's going to be an all-race battle, just like it was last week. And I hope we're there at lap 500 to give him a run for his money and get the win this week.
Going to go back to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I wanted to go back on what you said about the fenders and short track racing. A lot of talk, obviously, has been about Martinsville with four cautions, two stage cautions, one competition, so one for only incident. So is that... is that a direct correlation, or was there still a lot of muscling around, or what was that race like? Because obviously that's been a talking point for a lot of people, that they didn't see the crashes or the contact that maybe they're used to seeing.
It's an evolution that's happened, and the way that our cars are designed and the way that they're built, we're scraping for every little bit of downforce that we can find. And At a short track, aerodynamics aren't as important, but we're still putting the fenders really close to the tires to direct air and get that downforce. Why not have a rule at the smaller, shorter tracks that you open up the fenders, and that will allow us to race a little bit more so side by side and bump and have those moments where you slide up into somebody and not get a flat tire. But the evolution of our sport, this just didn't happen this year. Year before that, this has been about a five-year process that I've seen where you can't muscle anybody out of the way. You can't rub them hard, or you end up with a fender rub, and now the next thing you know, you're on pit road. Who wants to go on to pit road at a short track under green? Nobody, because you go two laps down and your race is over.
And how are you driving different on short track now from
You have to know when that pass is going to be made, and you have to make it quick and clear. And that's why you see more people yielding to each other to get back into that single file line.
Anything final for Kurt? Wrap up with Lee.
There were some pundits on the radio that questioned, you know, they said how good you had been at here in years past, and then said that there were several guys that had really figured out Bristow, and then once they put the VHT on, that it had kind of thrown them for a loop. Do you agree with that assessment?
My first group of years coming here from 2000 to 2007, the track was very consistent. They didn't mess with it, and the cars were the same. 2008, with the Car of Tomorrow, that's when I think I was three laps down, running around trying to find the setup. Then with the reconfiguration with the banking and the progressive bank, that changed it. Then they went to go grind the top groove so that we'd all go run the bottom, and then the top groove ended up with more grip once the tires heat up and once that concrete heats up. And then they start with the VHT. So now I'm just like, they want me to review tape. They want me to watch the notes, review the driver debriefs from all the cars on our team. And it's like, they're just going to throw down more VHT, and you don't know when they're going to throw it down. You don't know when they're going to scrape it. And so you roll into each practice session not knowing what to expect, and you got to roll with whatever they're going to give this time around. And some of that I learned from Eli Tomac running Supercross. I go, so you're going to do this set of triples? He goes, yeah, I can do it when the track's fresh, but I can't when it gets rutted up. You just have to change and adapt, and they do it every single lap through their main event.
All right, Kurt, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.